Tonight's shir, Simin Shin Beis, Siv Gimel Dalad and Hey. Siv Gimel, Mikaplim Kalim B'Shabbos, the Tzerach Shabbos, Alav Shembo Bayom. It's permitted to fold up clothing on Shabbos if it's necessary for Shabbos. They will be worn on Shabbos. V'Davka Ba'Odem Echad, but this means one person does it himself. He cannot do it with someone helping him. Ubachadoshim, and they should be relatively new. Sheidayin lo niskapsu, meaning they were never washed yet. Ulavanim, it has to be white. Vein lo lahachlef, he doesn't have an alternate pair. Vem choser echem me'elot tonum, if he's missing any one of these conditions, asur, it's forbidden. So it has to be, he's going to wear it that day. He does it by himself. It's relatively new, white, and he doesn't have an alternative. V'yesh misha omer, there's an opinion, d'lekaplo shelo kesedur kipulo harishon, that if he's going to fold it up, not on the original fold, mutter b'chol inyan, that would be fine, even if you don't have the other conditions. V'nirin devar, and that seems right. Mishnah Berurah Sefkon Yudbeis, Tzarech Shabbos. A person can fold his clothing if he needs it for Shabbos, dem ein mekaplim regil shem miskamten. If you don't fold it properly, it'll get wrinkled. Sivkan Yugimel Alav Shembo Biyom, he wants to wear it that day. V'lchein, therefore, also the kapel talis will be forbidden to fold up your talis after davening Shabbos morning. Afal pi she mitzvah tzitzis kol hayom, even though the mitzvah tzitzis can be done all day. V'yochel is atif bo, and in theory, he could put it back on. V'kol malkom kevan shein daitel is atif bo, but since he has no intention of putting the talis back on, asur, it's forbidden to fold up the talis Shabbos morning. Unless it's a place where the minig is to wear the talis at mincha. So Shabbos morning, we take off a talis. We're not going to put it on until next Shabbos. There's no allowances to Mishnah Berurah to fold it up. The Aruch HaShulchan writes that there were places that had a minig to fold up talisim, and he explains that our folding of the talis is not their folding of the talis. They were very makbid to even out and smooth out any wrinkles, and we're not that careful, we're not that particular, and therefore our folding of the talus is not a problem. But the Mishnah Berurah's position is not to. Sefkan Yudal, Ba'odim Echad. One of the conditions is a person has to do it by himself. Avalo b'shnei b'nei odom. You can't have two people folding the talus together. Mishum, de'bishnai mispashtim hakamot v'nir k'misakim ona. When two people fold up the article of clothing, that will spread out the wrinkles, and it looks like tikkun mono. What is the problem with folding clothing at all? The problem with folding clothing on the creases is to remove any wrinkles and keep it smooth. That's tikkun mono. It's tikkun mono. You're fixing it, you're preparing it, making it better. You know how to do that on Shabbos. V'mekapel al hasaf. So if a person needs a chair, a bench, to help him fold the ark of clothing, dino kimekapel b'shnayim. It's the equivalent of using two people. And that'll be awesome. Sifkan Tesvav. Lo niskapsu. It has to be relatively new. It wasn't washed. If he's shakosh lo niskapsu him kashim ve'ein ma'arim likmot. If it wasn't laundered yet, so it's still stiff and it doesn't quickly wrinkle. Ve'ein choshev hakipul tikun kolkach. And therefore, when you fold it, we don't consider it as if you're fixing it. That we call tikkun mana. Sifkan design ulavanim that svum hakibul masakin yoser. If it's colored, then the fold makes it more noticeably better. In other words, the mechaber says it has to be white, because by white you have the leniency; it doesn't make such a difference. But by colored, it makes a big difference.
What if it's a garment you've just gotten back from the cleaners? Is it qualified as a new garment?
I think something straight back from the cleaners would qualify, similar to something new. Sifkan Yudzayin, the ain lo lahachlif, and it has to be; he has no alternative. Avlam yesh lo lahachlif beged acher l'Shabbos. If he has another garment suitable for Shabbos, afal pishen yofik, so even if it's not as nice as this one, lo hitir lo lekapli, doesn't have an allowance to fold it. Certainly, if he has no intent to wear it again that day, it's also. Like we said, in regard to the talis. The fact that he has weekday clothes doesn't enter the picture. Shartzion says we don't look at weekday clothes as being a viable alternative. Now, if Yontif occurs on Friday, Mutar lekapel taliso kisheposhto im hi chadash ulevana. It'll be permitted to fold his talis when he takes it off if it's new and it's white. Avshein died to the love shabobim, even though he has no intention to wear it again on Yontif. V'hainu kishos erev tavshilin. When he made erev tavshilin, he's doing this as preparation for Shabbos. Dilav hachi, if he didn't make erev tavshilin, how he asked the lohachin litzerach machi, he's not allowed to prepare for tomorrow. Can cost him leirava, so writes the leirava. So if he made erev tavshilin, he would be able to fold his talis Friday for Shabbos. Avol bechidush b'kivei eg hochich, but if you look at chidush b'kivei eg, he proves. Daf below he niyach erev tavshilin shari, even without erev tavshilin it's mutter, and he smuch le Shabbos if it's close to Shabbos. And it would seem from the way the Mishnah brings it that that's how he holds. Sifkan yuchas mutter b'chol inyan. If you don't fold it on the original creases, then it's for sure mutter. Shein lekipul zeh shum kiyum. This folding doesn't do anything. It's not going to last. Vein kan mesakin kal. There's no tikkun at all. Well, if yichach mutter afilu ein bo echad me'el dal prom. Therefore, it's mutter even without the other four conditions. V'afilu da'it lov shabuyom. Even if he doesn't intend to wear it again that day. So it could be colored, and it could be with another person helping him, and he has alternatives. It doesn't make a difference, because this fold that's not on the creases is not something that's going to last, and it is not considered tikkun. Sifkan yotes v'nirin dvarov, and this opinion seems correct. V'chein stom ha'achorim, l'dirin ha'achorim, write this l'halocha. U'mikamoko mishavoyz l'ha'achmer l'as m'sholo l'kapakal. Now certainly, if someone chooses to be strict on himself, not to fold at all, vade odif, that would be in fact better, but it's not a requirement l'halocha. Matzina samita is mila Shabbos a Shabbos. A person can arrange the beds from Friday night to Shabbos day. L'chalchila tov yoyser shet siyam erev Shabbos. Of course, it's best to do it erev Shabbos. Avle emet siyam mi Shabbos to Motzei Shabbos. You cannot arrange the beds from Shabbos for Motzei Shabbos. But if the bed is in a room where everyone will see it, and it's not nice if it's not set properly, it's a disgrace for Shabbos to be that way, then you could set and arrange the bed to make it Shabbos, because I need it for right now. So one could make his bed Shabbos morning if he intends to take a nap Shabbos afternoon, but he wouldn't make the bed after the Shabbos afternoon nap if it's for Motzei Shabbos. And if it's in a room where other people will go and come, then it has to be made nice. So I know in yeshiva they said if you're in a dormitory, you should make your beds because you share them with other people. So why should your bed not look not nice for the other people in your room? Push it derech eretz for the other people in your room. You should make the bed. Se'if dalad, machbesh, it's a press. Hukli she'koyv shem bo begodim achvisa. You put your wet clothes after they're washed in this press. Ve'mishteluchu zeh al zeh. Like two panels, one over the other, with the clothing in between. So this is a machbesh of the balabas. This is not a cleaner, it's not a professional press, it's a home press. Matirin oso, you can open it up, to remove clothing for Shabbos. Vishal uman os, but if it's a professional grade press, it's osur. Neshu tochu b'chozko, because it's really stuck in tightly. By undoing it and opening it up, it's kind of like stiras kalim, I guess. You're breaking it open. Mishtabura sifkatan chav. Litzarech ha-Shabbos. Aval shalo litzarech Shabbos lo. If it's not for the sake of Shabbos, then you can't get your clothes out of this press. Certainly we don't put clothing in the press for weekdays. Sifkatan chav al pechazka. A professional grade press is also to open up because it's tightly sealed. Well, let's say this professional grade press was partially open before Shabbos. Yesh oim, some say, the afal pikein osel hatur kulot, it's still forbidden to open it entirely. V'lishmat kelim yisham, to remove his clothing. V'yesh mekin, others are lenient. Am hayam mutur kul, now if it's totally opened, everyone agrees he could slip the clothing out of the press. Sivhei. Choluk la'achar kvisa. Choluk is generally the garment that goes against your skin, like an undershirt of sorts. After it's washed, humiskasha, it gets stiff. Umishavshifin oso biyadan l'achos, so people rub it in their hands to soften it up. Mutala so subishas, you can do that on Shabbos. His whole intent is to soften up. Aval sudar also, but a sudar, which you wear as an outer clothing, that you cannot use your hands to soften up. Because as you rub it, you actually make it brighter. And it's like the issa of doing laundry. The hats and other linen materials, linen clothing, dinan kesudar, we treat like this sudar, that you may not crumple to or rub to soften up. I will also the gagel aide klekene, you certainly cannot put a roller on this chaluk, this undershirt, to soften up, which is the normal thing. You also may not make pleats in the clothing that had been laundered with the tools that are made for that purpose, like an iron. You cannot iron pleats on Shabbos either. The notes bring from Moshe that if the undershirt is so stiff that you can't wear it unless you rub it to soften it, then it's awesome. It's awesome to soften it up. The only heter is you can wear it, but it's more comfortable if you rub it up first. So that's okay. But to use any kind of tool is awesome.
And with your hands, that's not tikkun mana.
Correct. With your hands, that's not tikkun. It's already washed, and you're just softening up. Sifgon chav gimel aval sudar also. Now, if it's an outer garment, it's forbidden. Bein l'shash ebim b'fnim, bein l'shash b'chutz. Whether you rub it on the inside, rub it on the outside, it makes no difference. It's also sifgon chav dal b'nei b'chul, because it makes it bright. Ki makbid ali buno. He is particular about how wide it is. Vizihiro shal sudar, and the shine of his sudar. Yes, success more than his shirt or undershirt. The shamamin de mechav in elaracha. There we say his goal is just to soften it up. Veneer de miskav mechol klatzachol. If we would want to make his choluk bright, he's rubbing his choluk because he wants that to be bright too, like the sudar. Then also, then ataka be also. Come on, besuda. That's like the sudar. The only heter to rub the freshly laundered choluk is that we say he has no intention of making it cleaner or brighter. Sivkan chafei v'kovim hats hainos shel pishtun, if they're made from linen, would be like the sudar. V'atam shehechmir b'kli pishtun. Why are we strict with linen? V'bnei shem koshim achar v'chitzah sam, because they get stiff after washing. V'richuchon zeheli bunam, by rubbing them and softening them up, that is part of the laundry process. But if it's an undershirt, then even if it's linen, it would be mutter. It's under his clothing. No one sees it. We assume the intent is to soften it up.